Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sinead Mack with the takeover takes us to 13 minutes past 12. It is Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. Still myself, Luko Mgwedi Puti. And it's actually funny as I mention it because I was just chatting to Jean of air now. We talk about double barrel surnames. And there I am using a double barrel surname actually. So we're talking to Jean Lung Haramsa. And she is actually our corporate communicator. Manager. So we at Radio Pulpit are thankful to you, I must say, our listeners, for your loyal support, and we love to get your input. That's why we are conducting a research campaign, which you guys have been asking me about since yesterday, because we want you to tell us what you think. So we have Jean Lung Haramsa, our corporate communications manager, like I said, in studio with us to give us more information about this campaign. Because, you know, I have really been getting, because people heard Woolies vouchers and they were like, how do we win this Woolies vouchers? So Jean, good afternoon and welcome to Heart to Heart.
Thank you so much, Luko.
Lovely to have you with me. So, Jean, let me ask firstly, what are the specific goals that this research campaign aims to achieve for Radio Pulpit, particularly in terms of financial support from listeners?
I first also want to say thank you to our listeners, because without you, we are not here.
Say that again.
And we are here for 43 years, going strong, having new platforms that's been developed, reaching more people. So my first words one is thank you. Then if we look at the campaign, if we look at our Radio Pulpit listeners, because we are a Christian radio station, we have listeners from all ages, different ages. But what we have seen is we've become younger. More and more younger listeners are listening.
True.
And that is awesome. But there's a number of people who want to support Radio Pulpits financially, and we need it. We need that financial support. But because our listeners are different age groups, different cultures, we need to find out, how do you want to give?
Yeah.
We don't always know, because there's a variety of ways that people can give, but we need to know, how do you want to give? For example, a debit order or EFT payment, or you might be... or you want to support a project or take part in the Visiothon. There's a lot of things that we do that you can support. And of course, it's not only financial. You can pray for us as well. And
that
we also need. But with this research, we need to find out, how do you want to give? We want to make it easy for you.
That's true. Because, you know, the Gen Z, they call it, can be quite difficult. I know a friend of mine who hates inconvenience. So like you're saying, she's much younger, and if it's a debit order, she'd be like, oh, go ahead, because she does not want the admin of having to do things with her hands. Yet another person will say, I'm not comfortable with a debit order. This is what I'd actually like. So clever, I must say. Now, Jean, tell me, what methods are being used to ensure the research data is collected and is actually accurate?
We did compile our questions, and then we sent it through to a research company called Insights 2020. So they are totally independent. They looked at the questions, gave us a go-ahead, and now as people are completing the questionnaire, those answers of the questions are being captured on a spreadsheet. That spreadsheet goes through to Insights 2020. Then they give us the results.
All right.
So it's totally managed by an external company, although we did compile all the questions because we have specific questions. But it's good for us to have an external company involved.
True.
And just so that our listeners also know that we are really open, and we try to really work with the finance that they give us in financial support in the best way possible.
I love that. How will the feedback gathered during this campaign be used to shape Radio Pulpit's future strategies and listeners' engagement efforts?
We do not only ask about finance. We also ask about, how do you want us to make contact with you?
Okay.
So there's various ways that we can make contact. We can make contact through an email, through an SMS, through WhatsApp, via Facebook, via the web. There's various ways.
Yeah.
But once again, when we look at our listeners, they differ, and they also, you know, the age group also influences that.
Yeah.
So our campaigns will be shaped depending on which market we are targeting. I'm saying market now, but an example is, for example, the youth program that Given has, Given Masilela. We will not, most probably, use the same way or the same methods that we will use for Good News Time.
Okay.
So it depends on who's listening. So we want to reach our listeners easy. They have to have access to us, and they also need to get our information on the platform they want to have it.
All right. Now, this one gets our listeners very excited, Gina, I must tell you. Before I could even announce the campaign yesterday, I already had questions about this particular one. So there are actually incentives for people to take part in this research campaign. Tell us more about the prizes.
Yes, I think it's lovely prizes. Uh-huh. So there are three prizes, and it is Woolies vouchers. Mm-hmm. So you can go and, you know, keep it for your Christmas shopping or buy gifts or buy something for your house, whatever you need. But the first one is a 5,000 Rand prize. The second prize is a 3,000 Rand prize. And the third one is a 2,000 Rand prize.
Wow. So it's vouchers that they can shop anything from Woolies.
Anything from Woolies.
Love it. So until when do our listeners have to take part in this research?
We need to get 500 replies.
All right.
Questionnaires that have been fully completed. And up to now, only we started yesterday, and we didn't have it on all programs on radio, but we started with our media platforms like our social media and the website, and we already got 300 names by this morning.
What?
Which is awesome. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, listeners, for the engagement to each one of you. But, you know, we have to have at least 500. But we can also have
more. So we can take more.
We can take more.
Okay.
For it to be credible research, we need 500. But we can do more. So we want to give people just the opportunity over the weekend as well to take part in this. So most probably it will close on Sunday the 13th of October.
So that's very soon.
That is soon, but it's because our listeners are so awesome.
They're quite proactive. Yes. And I always say, Jean, you know, even with competitions that we get to do as a station, I always advise the listeners, take part. You know, you'd hate to find that there's a decision taken and you're excluded. I think it's important to know, you know, the decision was not based on my view only, but at least I had a say on how things should actually run.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you so much for your time, Jean. Any parting words, anything you'd like to bring to our attention before I let you go?
There is something some listeners might have a bit of a fright when they open the questionnaire, which shouldn't happen, because we do ask them in which income bracket do you fall. That doesn't mean that we are going to categorize you per income. It's not about that at all. It is about just knowing in that income bracket, most probably in some income brackets, we might use an SMS and not a WhatsApp.
Okay.
So it does make a difference, but I want to tell listeners that their information is going nowhere. It's staying here at Radio Pulpit, and we comply to the Poppy Act. And yes, please don't have a fright when you see that. We are not trying to...
We're not trying to gauge how rich you are.
No, and we are not trying to get information to give to somebody. It stays in here.
I love the sound of that. Jean, thank you so much. And I want to say all the best for the campaign, but it's just going well. So thank you so much. Also just, you know, for interacting with our listeners and involving them in the decision-making processes at Radio Pulpit.
That's a pleasure.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.